It's a special Sunday edition, everybody, of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Let's do it.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And it's Locked On Lions, everybody, on the Locked On Podcast and Network. Matt Derry with you on this, a Sunday, June 26th and a Monday, June 27th. Hope everybody's having a good weekend, staying cool out there. And it is a special edition of Locked On Lions. Got a little bonus track for you today. We only had two shows last week. We'll get to the full four this week. And we appreciate you listening and making us your first listen each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. Coming up on the show today, PFF talks about best positional battles at each position going into training camp. And I'm not buying the one that the Lions are mentioning, and I'll explain coming up momentarily on the show. Also, SI.com finally stiffs the Lions. There's no hotter team nationally in terms of hype, in terms of people getting excited than Detroit. But our buddies Albert Breer and Connor Orr at SI.com do not mention the Lions, actually, in their piece, and I will explain that coming up momentarily as well on the show. Also, a former Lion is without a home, and this is a surprise because it was just a couple of years ago. He was the Lions' biggest free agent acquisition. We'll tell you about that coming up momentarily as well. Follow us on Twitter, of course, each and every day at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter. Also, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page, and also right here on YouTube. If you are watching, we appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. We got a couple of new subscribers, including my good buddy, Jessica Church. So thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing. And again, making us your first listen each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. Minicamp is done. OTAs are done. The guys are off for about a month or so as training camp will commence at the end of July. It's getting exciting around here. People talking about this football team. People excited about this team, expectations a little bit higher, and some even saying, could they sneak in as the last wild card or make the playoffs, or could they be a 9-win team or a 10-win team? I'm not ready to go that far, but there's definitely progress you could see being made down at 222 Rod Wood Drive. All right, let's start today with this. I saw this on PFF the other day at profootballfocus.com. And you know, everybody knows that listens to this show, I'm a huge PFF guy. I love PFF. And they wrote an article last week. This was penned by Sam Monson. NFL's biggest training camp battles at every position. So at quarterback, it's the Steelers, Trubisky versus Pickett. Running back, it's the Bills, Singletary against Moss and Cook. Receiver, Packers, Christian Watson versus Sammy Watkins and Alan Lazard. Tight end, Cardinals, Ertz, Williams, and McBride. Offensive line, Denver, Compton, Turner, and Anderson. Edge rusher, okay? Edge rusher, Sam says it's Detroit. And he talks about the position battle between Aiden Hutchinson, Charles Harris, Romeo Crennel, and Josh Pascal of the Lions. And this is what Monson writes. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he basically says edge rusher has become another position where depth and rotation is important. So the actual pecking order for a group that may all get significant playing time can be a pointless exercise, but the Lions have a very interesting group in the midst of their rebuilding project on defense. Hutchinson, their top pick, has the inside track to a starting role. Harris was brought in the offseason after a great year last year. He talks about Okwara coming back from injury. This is a talented group of rushers that, quote, if things improve elsewhere on the defense, they could platoon to be a formidable unit, end quote. Let me just say this about this article and this mention of Detroit. And again, just going through the other positions very quickly. Interior line, they mentioned the Bills. Linebacker, they mentioned the Eagles with Davion Taylor, Nakobe Dean, and White. Cornerback, Patriots. Safety, Bengals. And that's it. As far as the Lions go, positional battles going into training camp, there should not be, all right, and here's, let me explain this. There should not be a big positional battle involving Aiden Hutchinson. All right, Romeo Okwara coming back from injury, will he be the same guy that he was 2 years ago? Because remember, he got hurt last year early and was done for the year. Romeo had a big year in 2020 during the COVID year, got himself a fat new contract. I like Romeo Okwara. God bless the guy. Josh Pascal is a fine second-round draft pick and a guy that the Lions are expecting to come in and make major moves. Charles Harris last year, pretty darn good season, 8.5 sacks, and got himself a 2-year, $16 million contract. I get all that. Harris also recorded 52 pressures last year and had a 78.7 PFF pass rushing grade, which is pretty darn good. But let me say this. Aiden Hutchinson was the number 2 overall pick in the draft. There shouldn't be a positional battle on one side. Aiden Hutchinson should win that battle. If at the end of training camp and going into the preseason, we start hearing about rotations of Romeo Okwara on one side and Charles Harris on the other, and yeah, Aiden will mix in. No. That should not occur. Aiden Hutchinson was drafted number 2 overall, not number 22, not number 32, not 12. Sound like LeBron James, not 4, not 5. Number 2 overall. This is an individual that had a monster a senior year at Michigan. We all watched it unfold. Dominated at times for the Wolverines and became a shoe-in for the Lions once it was pretty clear that Jacksonville was not going to draft him. And you just, even though there were fans out there of Kayvon Thibodeau, and even though there were fans out there of other players, the bottom line was the Lions were going to rush the card up to the podium, and that's exactly what they did. But sitting here talking about there will be positional battles, there will be playing time, yes, absolutely. Charles Harris, Romeo Okwara, Josh Pascal, they all should play. But as far as biggest, you know, training camp battles at the edge position in Detroit, Aiden Hutchinson better start and better win one of those outside edge spots. Because if you drafted a guy number 2 and he's a rotational player, that means he's not good enough yet. And that can't happen here. You get my point? I'm not saying Aiden Hutchinson needs to come in and have a 12-sack rookie season. But what I am saying is he better be on the field. You took him at number 2. You expect big things, and he should be starting. If he's beaten out by Charles Harris and Harris gets more reps, if Pascal is even in the mix ahead of Aiden, if you want to put Pascal next to Aiden on a third down and he's on the interior, fine. But if Pascal is having a better training camp than Aiden, that's not a good sign. This is a player that has to come in and make a high impact right away. Whether it's motor, whether it's pressures, he might not get to the quarterback like he did a year ago at U of M. This is the NFL. It's a different ball game. But having a discussion about Aiden Hutchinson having to battle for his job when he was the number 2 overall pick, no. I would hope that's not the case. You want to talk about the other side and say Okwara, Harris, Pascal, fine. I don't know if Romeo can do what he did in 2020 and match that ever again. Got himself a 3-year deal with the Lions, making about $13 million a year. Hopefully he is healthy after injury knocked him out for all of last season. Charles Harris did a great job last year. Very big surprise and a terrific pickup by Brad Holmes. But Aiden Hutchinson has to have a starting role. And if he struggles out of the gate and then he's splitting time with a second-round pick that many people did not even hear of coming into the draft around here. I just think that's an issue. I'm expecting big things from Aiden Hutchinson, and I'm not expecting him to, yeah, you want to rotate him a little bit. He's not going to play every down. I get that. But, no, he should be winning one of those jobs, and he should be a starting rush end right away. If not, that's an issue. That's an issue. So your thoughts on that at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter as well. I think this is a no-brainer and a little bit surprising to me that we're talking about a positional battle when in reality there should be no battle. He should be playing right away. Right away. He was too good in college. He was too hyped up. He's ready. This is a four-year player in college. I know he had the injury early in his career at Michigan, or maybe it was his junior year, but no, he better be playing and playing right away. BetOnline.net, your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews and news, including this year's NHL playoffs, and of course, Major League Baseball. Stanley Cup Finals still going. Game 6 tomorrow night, or maybe it's tonight, I think. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, and that includes MMA, boxing, and golf. All right, that included. Go to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. All right, so I was telling you guys earlier about SI.com and a really good piece written over the weekend here by Albert Breer and Connor Orr. NFL Offseason 2022, Best and Worst Moves, MVPs, and More. So who won the offseason? Who do Connor Orr and Albert Breer kind of talk back and forth about? And what did they think of some of the teams and what they did this offseason? I expected, fully expected, as I was scrolling through this article, that I would see the words Detroit and Lions somewhere in this piece. I did not. The Lions got stiffed. They have been the darlings of the national media. I was hitting up Warren Sharp the other day. We're going to have Warren on soon. He was the one that member told Bill Simmons a few weeks ago, hey, the Lions could be an underdog and a long shot bet, but one maybe you would put some money down to actually win a division. Like, this is year two of the rebuild. This team hasn't won the division since 1993? I mean, crazy to even think about. But here we go. SI.com, best and worst, this offseason. Which team improved the most this offseason? Albert Breer said the Chargers. Connor Orr said the Ravens. Neither mentioned the Lions. Which team didn't do enough this offseason could struggle this year? Breer, Patriots, or Dallas. Free agent moved I like the most. Breer said the Bengals signing Lyle Collins, or said tight end CJ Uzama to the Jets. Offseason that could backfire. Breer talks about the Bears letting Allen Robinson and James Daniels go, or says the Browns trading for Deshaun Watson. Player I've heard the most about during offseason workouts. Breer mentions Houston's Jalen Petre and Chicago's Jaquan Brisker, or talks about the Giants tight end Daniel Bellinger. Draft pick or draft class they are most excited about seeing in training camp. Breer says the Packers draft class, which includes, of course, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt on the defensive side, and Christian Watson on the offensive side. And Malik Orr says Malik Willis and the Tennessee Titans. And then offseason MVP, Breer mentions Bucks GM Jason Licht, or says Ravens GM Eric DaCosta. No mention at all in there of the Detroit Lions. Now, the good news in there is the mention of the Chicago Bears. And we've been talking about this for the last few weeks. But the Bears letting go of James Daniels along the offensive line, and Allen Robinson, of course, the wide receiver. And, you know, Breer talks about how the Bears lost balance and depth, and guys like Byron Pringle and Sam Mustafa have to pick up the pace with no Allen Robinson there, and how it's going to be difficult for Matt Eberflus and GM Ryan Pace to get a clean read on Justin Fields in year two. I will repeat myself once again. I truly believe the Lions are not going to be finishing in last place this year. I think last place is going to go to Chicago. So the mention there that the Bears are going to struggle this year and that they didn't replace some of the guys that you know, they let walk. And again, Allen Robinson wanted big money. Heck, the Lions, who needed a receiver. And Allen, of course, being an Orchard Lake St. Mary's Eaglet, wasn't even in really in the conversation here in Detroit. That is good news. But it's interesting that the Lions didn't get a mention there, because everybody has been talking about how Detroit had such a great offseason, Detroit had such a great draft. They're a team that now has made moves, but they did not get a mention. We like to talk about it all the time. When the Lions get mentioned, we bring it up on the show. We have to. It's what we do here on Locked On Lions every day. In this instance, they were not mentioned. So we did not bring it up, or we did bring it up this time, but it is interesting. You know, the Ravens are certainly getting a lot of love. Eric DaCosta, their GM, had a fantastic draft. That is going to be a very, very intriguing division to watch. We don't know what's going on with Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. Pittsburgh, while everybody's like, Trubisky or Kenny Pickett, they're going to suck. Every time we think Pittsburgh's bad, they always, always find a way to win 8, 9, 10 games under Mike Tomlin. And, of course, Cincinnati just went to the Super Bowl last year. So I don't think anybody's writing off that team just yet. I know I am not as well. All right, coming up next, we got to get into a former Detroit Lion who I forgot the other day, still has not found a home yet. This was a guy 2-3 years ago that was going to be the cornerstone of the defense. We'll explain who and where he's going coming up next right here on Locked On Lions. All right, so we are sitting here on June the 26th. And as of now, there are still some free agents that have not yet found new homes. That includes, of course, Ndamukong Suh, speaking of former Lions. But what about number 90, Trey Flowers? And what has happened with Trey? Give Brad Berryman credit at Sideline Report for bringing this up. As of right now, Trey Flowers remains unsigned. Of course, injury prone in Detroit, had a very good first year with Detroit, has never had great sack numbers in Detroit, but the constant injuries with the Lions, and Trey Flowers, of course, was cut loose and released by the Lions so they could get out from underneath his contract. As of right now, Trey Flowers remains unsigned. Now, Rob Domofsky, who I know pretty well, who covers the Packers for ESPN.com, did write recently that, quote, Green Bay might be looking for upgrades at edge rusher after Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith, and that Flowers could be a fit in Green Bay. Also, what about Trey Flowers going back to New England and possibly be reunited with Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia, who allegedly is going to be in charge of the offense in New England? That is a reported option, but again, not something that has happened as of yet. Raiders could be an option for Flowers. Josh McDaniels is their new head coach. Their new GM, Dave Ziegler, of course, used to be the director of pro scouting for New England. So those could be options for Trey Flowers. Other than that, he remains unsigned. What a disappointment he was. And I know he's a good guy and a guy that gave it his all. He was almost the one thing he did very well in Detroit was when they sometimes dropped him in coverage, he made a play or two in the pass game. But how the mighty have fallen after the Lions gave Trey Flowers 5 years and over $80 million a few years ago, the first really big signing for Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. And it turned out to be a bust. Played 3 years in Detroit and really could never get going, could never get to the quarterback, could never get consistent pressure. And then the injuries just piled up. But it's very interesting that he's still a pretty young guy, and we're sitting here in late June with most of these rosters filled out, the June 1st cuts, some money being freed up by some teams, and Trey Flowers has not been signed. So this could be a situation where teams open up training camp and there could be an injury. Guy tears his Achilles. Guy tears his ACL. Someone snaps a knee, an ankle, whatever it is. And reinforcements could be called in. But as of right now, Trey Flowers remains unsigned. never really could get going in Detroit and was a big disappointment. And now you look at Detroit, and now you look at what Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have, and all the guys I mentioned before, Hutchinson, Okwara, Harris, Julian Okwara, other guys coming off the edge, Josh Pascal. The Lions seem to be in pretty good shape as far as edge rushers and getting to the quarterback. So Trey Flowers, we kind of knew was his days were going to be numbered in Detroit. He needed to free up some cap space. He was a Bob Quinn pickup, not a Brad Holmes guy, but remains unsigned here in late June, early July. All right, special Sunday into Monday edition of Locked On Lions. We thank you for making us your first listen each and every day. Again, subscribe on YouTube. This is us each and every day on the video side as well. And we are back again tomorrow right here on the Locked On Podcast Network.